Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning this week. And this week, we've looked at some Old Testament prophecies. I had you read a ton of them yesterday, and Tuesday, we kind of focused in on one from Jeremiah, just to give us a sense of how God's plan, fulfilled in Jesus, was no surprise, but was actually something God was laying the groundwork for from the very beginning of time. It's all part of God's plan, and we can see Him pointing at it, sometimes a little cryptically, through prophecies in the Old Testament. It's all a sign for us that God is faithful. That when God says He's going to do something, even when times are dark and it doesn't look like God's doing anything, God is still fulfilling His plan. He does it on His time. He does it in His way. That can be frustrating for us humans, but God is faithful. We see, you know, it took hundreds, thousands of years, but God did send a Messiah. He sent an anointed king, the ultimate king that the people needed most. And it says in the Bible that He sent him in the fullness of time. That can be really hard for us humans to deal with. We want things to happen on our time, in our way. But what God wants us to learn is to trust Him and His faithfulness. That when He says He'll do something, He will do it in His way, on His time. Those who read the prophecies in the Old Testament could really only look ahead. They could look back a little bit at what God had already done, but mostly the prophecies were about looking ahead and learning to just trust that God would follow through. We have a slightly different perspective. In our time, we can look back at those prophecies and we can see how they were fulfilled in the immediate political kind of meaning, and then we can look ahead at how God ultimately fulfilled them in Jesus, and then look even further ahead and see what God's preparing us for in the fullness of time when Jesus returns and the kingdom of God comes in its fullness. We have a different view of history than those who were there when those prophecies were spoken and written down. They could really only look ahead, but we get to look back and say, you know what? Jesus fulfilled those prophecies. God, in Jesus, fulfilled what He promised. It happened. And so that can give us an extra confidence, an extra boost, an extra bit of trust that, you know what, God can and will fulfill His ultimate plan in the fullness of time, even when in day-to-day life it can be hard to see, it can be hard to trust, it can be hard to understand. God wants us to know that He's got it under control, we can trust Him, He will be faithful. Some people like to call this tension that we feel the already but not yet version of God's kingdom, that when Jesus came, died on the cross for our sin, rose again to destroy sin and death's power over us, the kingdom of God was inaugurated. The kingdom of God is really and truly here. It has been and has been advancing and growing ever since Jesus walked on the earth, but it's not yet here in its fullness. We're in an in-between time where we can look back, see what God has done and is doing, but there's still something great to look forward to as well. In a very real and tangible way, we can experience that and look back at some of these promises and prophecies from the Old Testament and look at them a bit differently with a degree of faith and trust that they might not have had without having seen how God was actually going to follow through on this in Jesus. We've got this great view of history where we can live in that tension and we can live now as if the kingdom is here in its fullness, confident that it's coming because of what Jesus has done. It's not all a mystery to us. We can see what God's up to. We can see where it's going, even if we're not there yet. God's ultimate plan is to completely destroy sin and death's power over us and our world around us. Even though we still see sin and death alive in our world, we know that Jesus has struck the definitive blow against them. Their time is done. They are retreating. They're on the run. And that someday they will be completely destroyed and gone from our world. In the meantime, we can have confidence and trust that God is working towards that plan. And we get that by looking back and seeing what He's already done. So in this story, we saw that long ago, God prepared the hearts of His people to be ready to receive their King, their Messiah. It ultimately happened in Jesus. When Jesus was born at Christmas, the Messiah was born and began His ministry that ultimately led to His death and resurrection for all of us. God prepared His people for that a long time before that. In the same way, we want to prepare ourselves to remember what God has done and look forward to what God will do. Christmas is a great time for that, and we're coming into a season here of preparation for Christmas. People call it Advent. And so I want you to spend this season of preparation for Christmas looking back so you can look forward more effectively. Take some time to focus on God's promise to return through this season of Advent that prepares us for Christmas. Take some time to pray. Think about what are some of the ways you can live differently, knowing that Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promise to be present. If you truly seek to live in the promise of God's presence with you through Jesus, how will that change your life this week? How will it look different from last week? And how will you prepare for Christmas in a way that keeps the focus on Jesus? Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect about our topic. Bye for now.